Fireworks, parades, barbecues, even a hot dog eating contest, they've all become 4th of July staples. And ever since 1969, the Mackinac Island Stone Skipping and Gerplunking Club in Michigan has boasted an Independence Day tradition all its own, the annual professional stone skipping tournament. Eric "The Voice" Steiner is the competition's play-by-play announcer. Eric, welcome to Only a Game.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show today.
For our listeners who may not have witnessed a stone-skipping competition, can you give us, please, a quick overview of the sport?
Sure. Mackinac Island is known amongst the stone skippers across the country as the Stanley Cup of stone skipping. They all want to win this tournament. We've got stone skippers that come from Las Vegas, California, the Guinness Book record holder from Franklin, Pennsylvania. We've got former Guinness Book record holders that try and take that title back.
Is this just because there are a lot more flat stones around Mackinac Island than any place else?
Well, according to the pros, for many years they thought that this was the flattest stone they could have. Well, what happened was, over the past couple of years, the Guinness Book record holder brought his own stones to the island. Well, there was some controversy over this, and many other of the professionals started to say, wait a minute. If he's going to bring his own stones, we want to bring stones on. So what he did is he would bring a large duffel bag of stones to the island and let them pick the stones first, and then he would pick what's left over, and he would still beat them.
All right, now we have to back up just a minute because you've used the word professional. How much money is involved in this extraordinary sport?
Well, like I always tell the kids on the beach, you know, they're probably going to want to quit college and become a professional stone skipping because the money is outstanding. I think this year the professional got $98.
Probably enough to pay the extra baggage for bringing stones.
Yeah, I don't even know if it carried his ferry service fee to get from the mainland to the island.
Al Michaels has declared that hockey is the hardest sport to call, but I don't know if he's ever tried to announce a stone-skipping competition. What are the particular challenges that you face?
You know, you've got to be able to be on your toes, ready to go, because when that stone gets cast out over the Straits of Mackinac, you've got a lot of pity-pats, is what we call them, at the end. So you've got to be able to be ready. You got to have your goggles on, being able to see those pity pats and help count and listen for the judges to be able to tell me exactly what how many stones were cast. The gentleman that won this year was Max Batman Steiner, and he had 29 skips this
year. Hold on. The guy who won has the same name as the play-by-play announcer? I smell a rat.
Well, it just happens to be my son, and he has never won this tournament in all the years he's been here. Last year, he came in at third with 24, and this year, the water just happened to be perfect when he went up to skip, and he just happened to hit it at the right spot, and that thing went out, and some of the judges even told us it went further than 29, but 29 was the official count.
And that was enough.
That took the title.
All right, I just have one more question for you, Eric. The name of the club is the Mackinac Island Stone Skipping and Gerplunking Club. What the heck is gerplunking?
Gerplunking is about how the sound of a stone hits the water, and then we judge the sound of the stone.
Ah, I see. Although a stone that went gerplunk sounds as if maybe it wouldn't skip.
Exactly. See, you should come here and do color with me. I think I'm going to offer to you next year, July 4th, I want you on the island because you're the first one that's picked up on that, to where come do color commentary with me.
I think it sounds like a fine idea. You remind me of that come mid-June next year, okay?
I will send you an email and definitely have you come on the island.
Eric Steiner is the voice of the Mackinac Island Stone Skipping and Gerplunking Club Championships. Eric, I really appreciate this. Thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
I took my pocket full of skipping stones and I walked up to the fishing dock. I took my pocket full of skipping stones. I could hear them big boys spit and talk. Well, I've got a pocket full of skipping stones I picked out from the riverbed. I've got a pocket full of skipping stones, each one smooth as a bluebird fed.